The Columbus Clippers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Columbus Clippers and Buffalo Bisons play the fourth game of their six-game series at Salem Field. The Clippers up 2-1 in this series. They have had to come from behind to get both of those wins. Opening night on Tuesday, the Clippers gave up 4 first-inning runs and came back to tie it twice after being down by 4 runs. They actually took the lead 5-4. Buffalo scored 5 runs to answer to go up big. The Clippers got 4 runs in the ninth and won it in the 10th. 2 days ago, Buffalo scored 4 runs in the first inning en route to a 6-2 win. The Clippers didn't score until the ninth. Yesterday, right out of the blocks, 5 runs for the Bisons in the first. The Clippers tied it up, though, in the third inning. They used a lot of home runs in the contest yesterday. Trenton Brooks had a home run. Nolan Jones had a home run. George Valera had 2. And the Clippers would come back, take the lead, and never look back in a 9-6 victory. Today, Columbus will send Hunter Gaddis to the hill. It's a bullpen day for the Buffalo Bisons. We'll have the starting lineups and first pitch coming up right after these words.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit Amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And we are here at the ballpark, Salem Field. Almost time for first pitch. It is a cloudy day. They expected rain all day long here in Buffalo, and well, here in downtown, it never materialized. It's 75 degrees at game time, cloudy skies, winds blowing out toward pretty much straightaway center field at about 11 miles per hour. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery be at Huntington Park for an ex-fantastic Friday on September 16th against the Omaha Storm Chasers. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Time for the starting lineups brought to you by Donato's. The Pep 150 is back, folks, with more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important. You know that. Let's get the Clippers lineup. Here it is. It's the catcher, Bo Naylor, starting things off, and he'll be followed by the shortstop, Ryan Rocchio. Nolan Jones is in right field, batting third. Gabriel Arias at first base tonight will be the cleanup man. George Valera is in left field for the first time as a Clipper, and he'll be in the fifth spot. Batting sixth in center field, Oscar Mercado, the bottom third of the order for the Clippers today. Trenton Brooks will be the designated hitter. Jose Fermin at third base, and Mitch Tolman at second. For Buffalo, Otto Lopez is in center, batting first. Gabriel Moreno is the catcher and the two-hitter, followed by the third baseman, Vinny Capra. Zach Collins, the designated hitter, does the cleaning up. Rafael Antigua at shortstop bats fifth. L.J. Talley sixth at second base. Yoshi Tsutsugo back in the lineup tonight in left field batting seventh. Cullen Large in right hits eighth. And at first base, Trevor Schwecke will be the nine-hitter. Nick Allgaier, the left-hander, is going to start things off for the Buffalo Bisons. It'll be another bullpen day for the home team. They will run out a litany of arms against the Clippers, who will send Hunter Gaddis to the hill. Hopefully, Gaddis will go deep into this ball game and give the Clippers bullpen a little bit of a rest. Now, listen, over the last 2 days, the Clippers haven't had to use too many pitchers out of the bullpen, even with yesterday's starter, Logan Allen, coming out after just two-thirds of an inning due to a pitch count. Clippers used nobody out of the bullpen 2 days ago. They used two pitchers, but one of them was a starter, Kirk McCarty, who piggybacked and finished things off for Connor Pilkington. Just about set for baseball. Lefty-lefty matchup to start us off. Bo Naylor does some excavation work there in the left-handed batter's box. And before the first pitch, we have our first delay of the ball game because the bullpen door is open in the left, in the right center field wall. So Otto Lopez, the center fielder, heads out. Well, that door's giving him all kind of fits. He can't quite get it closed, but he gave the thumbs up. Finally, somebody from the bullpen came in from behind and pushed it closed. Buffalo in the home white uniform today. True blue caps, red brim. The Clippers in the road grays, Navy numbers, letters, and caps on those. Okay, here we go. First pitch is outside for ball one. 7:06, our first pitch. We would have been right on time if not for that bullpen door. Bo Naylor, 267 batting average for the Clippers on the year. Eight homers, 28 batted in. He swings at a next pitch fastball and fouls it back to the screen, 1-1. Well, let's see if the Clippers can do something here tonight that they haven't done in this series, and that's score in the first inning and take an early lead. The Clippers have gone 0 for the first inning in terms of runs. Meanwhile, Buffalo has scored 13 first-inning runs over the first three games. Oh, my goodness. Here's a cue shot on the third base side. It's good foul and rolls back into fair territory with all kind of English, and Naylor beat it out for an infield single. Fans, that ball was 2 feet foul. Naylor hit it right off the end of the bat. It was 2 feet foul, 45 feet up the line, took a right turn, and went back into fair territory. Vinny Capra got to it and fired to first, but not in time as Naylor with good wheels beats it out for a crazy leadoff single. So he's at first base for Brian Rocchio. Rocchio had a big game yesterday. Swings the first pitch, hits it to third base. That's not good. 5-4-3, double play. So the base hit for Naylor, wondrous though it was, is now as if it never ever happened. Base is empty, two down for Nolan Jones. What's the saying? Ball don't lie. Well, here we are. Another lefty-lefty matchup, and Jones swings. It's a looping pop-up right to Vinny Capra. The third baseman has all kind of business here in the first inning. He catches it out of the air, and the Clippers are gone 1-2-3 in odd fashion. Half an inning in the books here in Buffalo. No score.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our Astros free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket, even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past. Things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
So the Clippers have kept their tradition alive in this series, not scoring in the first inning. Hunter Gaddis is going to try and stop the tradition right there because Buffalo, in the first three games of this series in the first inning, have scored 4, 4, and 5 runs. Now, yesterday, that was just about all for Buffalo. They were able to scratch one across late, but the Clippers came from behind, down 5-0 to win the ballgame 9-6. And so Gaddis today, the big hard-throwing right-hander, we'll try and put him down quietly. He's into the motion, and his pitch to Otto Lopez swung on and fouled away. Lopez, 298 batting average on the season. Just 3 home runs. He's got 13 stolen bases, one of the top prospects in this Toronto organization. Next pitch, he squares to bunt. Pulled back and did so just in time. They appealed on the first base side, but the appeal is denied. Alex Tosi calling the balls and strikes tonight. Darius Ghani at first just ruled on that appeal. Luis Hernandez, the second base umpire. Nate Tomlinson at third, the crew chief. Four-man crew again tonight. Here comes the pitch. Bang to center field. Hit pretty well. Mercado ranging back. Now backpedals onto the warning track and makes the catch a couple of steps shy of the wall. That's the hardest hit ball that Lopez has had in this series. He's had several hits, but most of them have just been soft flares beyond the infield in front of the outfielders. Had a good swing at that pitch, but comes up shy, and here's Gabriel Moreno. Actually, he has his pronunciation for his first name, Gabriel. Clippers first baseman, Gabriel Arias. First pitch, fastball, strike on the outside corner, 95 miles per hour from Gaddis. Right back to it. And another fastball. This one misses the inside part of the plate. Gaddis making his fifth start for the Clippers. One win, one loss, a 4.05 earned run average. Last time out against Toledo, pretty good. 2 runs, 6 hits over 5 innings. Striking out 7. There's a big bender in for a strike. And it's 1-2. Fastball, curveball, slider, change. Gaddis rocks and fires and throws the heater right by the swinging bat of Gabriel Moreno for strike 3. Two down for Vinny Capra. Capra was a busy, busy man at the top of this first inning. Made a play on that Steve Mizorak ground ball off the bat of Bo Naylor. Couldn't get him, but then turned a double play and then caught a line drive. So he was involved in all 3 balls in play. First pitch to him, a strike. The next is a ball. It's 1-1. Capra has hit well this season, has hit well in this series. Takes a fastball down the middle for a called strike, 1-2. Well, I like here the way that Gaddis is attacking the zone. That's something that has been missing a little bit for the Clippers starters in this series. He deals and bounced a curveball in front of home plate. Now, it should be noted that Gaddis has a fastball that exceeds the velocity of the other Clippers starters so far in this series. Just swinging a pop-up right out toward the mound. Gaddis standing tall, now called off at the last minute by Gabriel Arias. Even a fella as big as Gaddis is not allowed to catch a pop-up if you're a pitcher. That's the rules. Not really, but that's the tradition. Capra's out, and how about this? The Buffalo Bisons go 1-2-3 in a first inning, and we'll go to the second scoreless at Salem Field.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Oh, are you seeing these readings? This is incredible.
Short-staffed, Marco's Climate Research Facility is in the eye of the storm. The atmospheric pressure to find more weather specialists is mounting.
Man, this is going to be a big job. We're going to need a bigger team.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's two pros and a cup of joe.
Wow. How about that?
Any given topic. There could be a pro.
This is some real talk.
And there could be a joke.
We have got shocking information.
Jonas Knox.
He's got insiders from all areas.
LeVar Arrington.
It's easier said than done.
Brady Quinn.
It's such a big deal.
Two pros and a cup of joe is right here.
That's good.
6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
No score after an inning here in Buffalo, New York. Game four of this series. Nick Allgaier, the left-hander, gave up one weird hit in the first inning but faced the minimum after getting a double play ball. So it's 4-5 and 6 due up for the Clippers. And the first pitch to Gabriel Arias is outside for ball one. Arias has been bouncing all over the field defensively over the past week or so. At first base tonight, takes a heater just off the inside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Thick gray clouds rolling overhead right now. But behind them, looks like pretty clear skies. 2-0. Sweeping breaking ball. Called a strike over the outside corner. Came in at 75 miles per hour from the lefty. Arias, .234 batting average. Not where he would like it to be, but it is trending certainly in the right direction. Here he hits a tapper out in front of the plate. Allgaier comes to get it. Long throw to first as he moved over toward third base. And Schwecke holds the bag and makes the catch for out number one. Here's George Valera. Top Guardians position player prospect Valera. One of the top prospects in all of baseball, and two home runs last night. His second two-homer game in a Clippers uniform. That accounts for all four of his home runs. Pitch to him, and that's downstairs. Lefty batter has played right field exclusively for the Clippers until tonight. He's in left. Next pitch, he checked a swing and a pitch up and away and did so in time. Two balls, no strikes. He's shown to be very, very selective at the plate in his brief time in AAA. Generally good results, but not eye-popping in AA this year. Here's a breaking ball from Allgaier in for a called strike. Guardians added him along with, I believe, 10 other players to the 40-man roster over the offseason. Guard against a Rule 5 draft that never happened. 2-1 pitch. There's that slider again, and it's a swing and a miss. 2-2. Guardians had so many prospects they felt were liable to be taken. And, of course, they didn't know there wasn't going to be a Rule 5 draft. So they loaded up that 40-man. Here comes the 2-2. And it's outside, three balls, two strikes. Scoreless game here in the second. If you're listening to tonight's game in your automobile, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to please buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Allgaier has his sign, throws the 3-2 pitch, and it's a slider away for ball four. So Valera draws the walk without swinging the bat. had a check swing, had a called strike. Here's Oscar Mercado with a man on and a man out. Mercado, the center fielder, hitting .232 on the season, four homers. Three triples, only one double. That is a statistical oddity. In fact, he had those other seven extra base hits before he got his first double. Valera draws a throw at first. He was only a half step off the bag, so he's back easy. And Allgaier burns one of his two disengagements. Here's the pitch. And a square by the batter Mercado, but he pulls back as the pitch moves inside. One ball, no strikes. Well, Mercado has tremendous speed. He's the kind of player that you'd like to see bunt much more often. Here he swings and fouls it back our way. It's going to be off the window of the home radio booth just to my left. Now, it can't come into the broadcast booth because the windows tilt out and they're at the top of the window wall rather than at the bottom, so nothing's getting in here. But Duke McGuire was right on it. He was ready to make that play. Ball actually left a mark on the window. 1-1 pitch to Mercado, fouled back. Duke McGuire, of course, a Buffalo baseball legend. On the broadcast with Pat Mellicaro. Time call just before the pitch. Mercado had waited long enough. Long pause by Allgaier. Still holding, and the pitch. And it's high and away. Now, here's why he did that. Oscar Mercado used his disengagement, calling time, so Allgaier got set as early as he could and then just stood there, trying to make Mercado uncomfortable. And if he calls time again, it's a pitch clock violation and a strike, and with two strikes, that'd be the end of the at-bat. Next pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. Allgaier drops his arm angle down a little bit on occasion, and that one he threw over the plate. Mercado was able to get a piece. Middle infield, Lantigua and Talley pinch towards second base, looking for a double play ball. Well, they're going to get it. But it's a double clutch by the shortstop, so they'll get the out at second. Lantigua could not get it out of his glove quickly enough, and that little bit of hesitation was all that Oscar Mercado would need to beat out the relay. So it's a fielder's choice, 6-4. Mercado replaces Valera at first, two down for Trenton Brooks. Brooks has hit the ball hard in this series. Got a homer, he's got a double. Just missed another home run. First pitch, breaking ball low and away for ball one. No score here in the top of the second inning. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball tonight. Three more games here in Buffalo tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Then the Clippers return home next week Tuesday to take on the Iowa Cubs. The 1-0. Fastball nibbled the outside corner for a called strike. Buffalo, formerly of the IL North, now in the International League East Division, 10 teams in there, all six of the old IL North teams. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Add in three from the old IL South, Durham, Charlotte, and Norfolk. And toss in Jacksonville for good measure. Time called. The catcher Moreno heads out to the mound. I'm not sure what he saw, whether it was something in the delivery or something very specific they want to do here with Trenton Brooks or the base runner Oscar Mercado. It was important enough to call for a mound visit. The combatants are ready. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It's low and away. The throw down to second base, and they got him. Mercado felt like he might have snuck the hand in there, but they call him out as the tag came down his backside, and that'll do it for the Clippers. Again, they will have a three-batter inning because Brooks at bat does not finish up. No score after an inning and a half in Buffalo.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Four, five, and six due up for the Buffalo Bisons here in the bottom half of the second inning. Zach Collins to lead things off. Rafael Lantigua and LJ Talley to follow. Hunter Gaddis kicks and fires the first pitch. It's bunted foul, way foul. It's going to go in the second layer of the main seating bowl for a souvenir. Collins, not your prototypical bunter. Tried to lay one down that time. Next pitch. He's swinging away and fouls it back to the screen. Quickly 0-2 against the designated hitter. Collins playing in his third game of the four-game series. He was the DH game one. Behind home plate yesterday. Takes outside. 1-2. Moreno's going to get the lion's share of the catching duties. He is among, if not the top prospect in minor league baseball, so he's going to get most of the chances. Next pitch, breaking ball from Gaddis. Finishes low and inside, 3-2. Now the payoff. Fastball just up out of the zone for ball four. Bisons have their first base runner. Gaddis got ahead 0-2. And then Collins just would not chase. Collins takes his lead, and Gaddis goes from the stretch, takes a peek over his shoulder, now fires, and the fastball is high and tight to Rafael Lantigua. Versatile defender. Lantigua's been very good defensively in this series. Next pitch to him is in for a called strike. He's also hit well for the Bisons in 16 games, a 309 batting average. A couple of homers, 13 batted in. He's also drawn 11 walks. The on-base percentage is a robust 424. Throw to first, and Collins is back with a head-first dive. Buffalo has seen a lot of position player turnovers. The year has gone along. They have only two players on the roster who have played in more than 60 games this year in a Bison's uniform. There's a swing and a pop-up back behind home plate. That will reach the seats. Cullen Large has played in 97 games. Nathan Lucas, 96. After that, LJ Talley has the most at 60 games. Moreno, 56. He's been up with Toronto just for a brief period. Here comes the 1-2. Slider outside. New Hampshire, the AA affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, so same region of the country, but New Hampshire is not just a stone's throw from Buffalo. Next pitch, fastball, strike three called on the inside corner. Lantigua jumping back out of the way. Thought it was going to be inside. That, of course, draws the ire of this crowd. Not a bad crowd on hand here tonight. Again, it's a little bit hard to tell because this is such a huge AAA stadium, bigger than any other in the International League by a fair piece. The only one that even comes close is Victory Field in Indianapolis, and it's still several thousand seats smaller. LJ Talley to the plate, middle infield in double play position. First pitch, check swing, called strike, 0-1. Change up that time from Gattis. I think that's the first of those we have seen from the right-hander tonight. Oh-1 delivery, hit in the air to center field and hit well. Mercado ranging back at the edge of the grass, reaches up and makes the catch for out number two. Collins scrambles back to first, and Yoshi Tsutsugo will come to the plate. Scoreless in the second. Injury report today brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Yesterday on a rehab assignment, Cody Morris pitched one inning of relief for the Clippers. It's the first time that he didn't either start or piggyback in a Clippers appearance, going just one inning. Now, make of that what you will. It certainly makes you think that if they just had him throw one inning yesterday, that as we get closer and closer towards September, there's maybe a bit of a change in the plan of what they want Morris to be set to do. There's a swing and a foul ball off the catcher's mask and back to the screen. It's 0-2. Now, in September, Major League teams do get expanded rosters, but not by very much. They go from 26 to 28. A couple of years ago, there was no minor league baseball, but prior to the pandemic, come September, you could have as many as 40 people on your major league team if you wanted to. Breaking ball off the inside corner to Tsutsugo for a 1-2 count. Now major league teams are limited to just two September call-ups. They, of course, can still option guys down if they want to and trade them out, but you're only allowed 28 players on your roster in September. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled back to the screen. Now Morris, right now, again on a rehab assignment, is on the 60-day injured list. So before he can be activated, whether it's a September call-up or an August call-up or a whenever call-up, or even option to the minor leagues, he has to be added back to the 40-man roster, which currently sits full. Gattis fires the 1-2 pitch, and it is over but low, 2-2. Gattis had very quick at-bats, or relatively quick at-bats in the first inning, attacking the zone with a fastball. He's used a lot more secondary pitches here in the second inning. And so, generally deeper counts. The 2-2. Hit in the air to center again, not deep. In fact, drifting out is Brian Rocchio. The shortstop will make the catch for out number three. A leadoff walk comes to nothing for the Bisons, and we have played two full innings here. It's raining out beyond the center field wall a couple of miles away from Salem Field, but right here we are dry and warm. No scores. We go to the third.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top three, no score here at Salem Field. New pitcher on. Speaking of injury rehab assignments, Julian Merriweather is on one. He's going to pitch today, so will Taylor Sacedo. Both on injury rehabs. Merriweather, of course, the former Columbus Clipper. He's a member of the Guardians organization. Traded to Toronto and just hasn't really been able to stay healthy. Good stuff, live arm, throws hard, but seemingly always injured. Pitch here, hard fastball to Trenton Brooks. It was at the plate when Oscar Mercado was tossed out for trying to steal. The pitch. Low and inside, one ball, one strike. Brooks hitting .254 on the year for the Clippers, eight homers. 15 doubles and 32 batted in. Healthy on-base percentage, good slugging. He's put together a very nice season. Next offering, fastball up out of the zone from Merriweather, 2-1. Merriweather making his ninth appearance. He has yet to allow an earned run or a run of any kind. Nine innings, three hits, three walks, 14 strikeouts, and he gets a swing and a miss at a changeup here. Brooks way out in front, 2-2. With some similarities between Merriweather and Cody Morris, both big right-handers, both with live stuff and designs on getting to the major leagues this season. 2-2. Inside. Three balls, two strikes. Set by Merriweather and time called by Brooks just before the pitch. Now everybody is ready. Here comes the payoff. And it's swung on, fouled back to the screen.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Guardians do when rosters expand in September. Talking about Cody Morris, and with him pitching just one inning yesterday, if the Guardians are talking about him as a relief option. There's ball four down and in. Again, unusual for Merriweather. He's in nine innings, allowed only six base runners. That's number seven. Morris has never pitched in the major leagues, but certainly he has been dominant on his rehab starts. Looks to be healthy. Hasn't been stretched out to full starters innings yet, but when he's been out there, he's been very good. Yeah, the Guardians with, right now, a full rotation. Everybody healthy. Comes the first pitch. That ball's banged deep to right field off the bat of Jose Fermin, but Large has it measured and makes the catch. First pitch swing, and Jose Fermin flies to right field. One down for Mitch Tolman. The Clippers have had a base runner in every inning, but they have wound up sending the minimum out there. Three outs to three base runners, three batters, rather. Still possible here in the third. Mitch Tolman will try and keep this inning going and avoid a double play ball. Clippers hit into a twin kill in the first. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher, Merriweather, whose fastball comes in hard on the inside corner at 97 for a called strike. The pause, the pitch, and a swing, and a foul tip off of the hand of Moreno, and he is feeling it right now. It's kind of grabbing at that base of the thumb area, maybe part of the hand. Boy, catchers have gear to protect a lot of things, but sometimes that bare hand winds up exposed and takes a foul ball, and there's not much to be done about it. The trainer's out now. And, of course, if you're the Toronto Blue Jays and you happen to be watching this game on MILB.TV in your front office, right now your heart is in your throat. This is your top prospect. Moreno. Oh, right off that thumb area. He's got the catcher's mitt out on the left hand, and he's got his bare hand in front of him right at about the belt buckle. He's saying he wants to stay in there. They're going to give him a couple of practice tosses. Now, I don't know exactly what they're hoping to find from that other than throwing the baseball back out to the mound, which he's able to do without incident. But that bare hand's in front, and a foul ball eludes the catcher's mitt. That's one of the dangers. So it's 0-2 against Mitch Tolman. Ready for action. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him at 98 miles per hour. Well, when you have that in your back pocket with some good secondary stuff, it's a very, very tough matchup. Right-hander, left-hander, doesn't matter. Merriweather can dominate. Back to the top of the order now, Bo Naylor. He's got the only hit in the ball game, and what an unusual hit it was. He took a late swing, cued the ball off the end of the bat into foul territory, but it had so much English on it. After being about 2 feet foul, it ran back into fair territory, halfway up the third base line, and turned into a base hit. First pitch to him is a slider down and in, and he swings over top for strike one. Next offering, fastball by him. Quickly, 0-2. Merriweather trying to pitch around a leadoff walk. Here comes the 0-2 offering, and it's a slow roller, first base side. Schwecki's got it and tags Naylor in the baseline for out number three. Well, if you're the Clippers, you hope that Merriweather's night is done. You don't have to deal with him anymore in this one. He puts the Clippers down quietly in the third. We go to the bottom half. Still no score in Buffalo.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Bottom three, no score. Still heavy clouds overhead and rain to the south of where we are. Actually, see some of it. Nothing right here, and we are glad of it. Hunter Gaddis goes to work in his first pitch to Cullen Large. The fastball fouled away down the left field line, out of play. IL scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. First, the 0-1 pitch. This one's fouled away as well. Quickly, 0-2. Bottom of the fourth inning in Syracuse. The Mets lead the Worcester Red Sox 3-1. Also bottom of the fourth at Durham. Nashville on top of the Durham Bulls, 5-3. Durham beat them yesterday to get a win in that series. Nashville had taken the first two games. Durham winning yesterday, and the Clippers winning. They pulled to within 2.5 games of the Nashville Sounds, but right now Nashville leading by a pair in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch. Hit on the ground, foul on the first base side. Still 1-2 to Cullen Large, the right fielder. Toledo leading at home against Louisville, bottom of the third. It's a 3-1 ball game. Top three at Lehigh Valley, Gwinnett 1, and the Iron Pigs nothing. Norfolk leading 5-2 at Jacksonville, bottom of the second inning. Top three in Indianapolis. Indians lead 3-0 against the Rochester Red Wings. Those are your IL scores at this hour. Next pitch to Large bounces in and goes to the backstop. Count even at 2-2. Gaddis has his sign and fires. Off speed, he just got a piece with the swing. Large stays alive. He was out in front of the changeup. Slowed his swing down enough to foul it away. Next offering, hit high in the air down the left field line. It's going to slice, get foul, and all the way out of play, about six rows behind the screen. Here in Buffalo, like most ballparks, the netting has been extended well down the right and left field lines. It doesn't go all the way to the foul poles here, but it goes most of the way. Next pitch, another foul ball back. The battle continues here. Gaddis at 38 pitches. He has not allowed a base hit. He's walked one man. It's 2-2. Foul to the screen. Well, we've seen some really good battles throughout the course of this series. One of them really hurt Logan Allen yesterday. A first inning plate appearance and went 11 pitches. Next pitch is soft and away, 3-2. And that ran his pitch count up. Wasn't able to get through the first inning. Gaddis throws the 3-2. And he threw the changeup outside. Didn't really even come close with that one. So it's the second consecutive leadoff walk. Large is aboard. And here is Trevor Schwecke. First game for Schwecke. Drafted in 2019 by the Blue Jays in the 13th round. Just promoted yesterday. He was in 39 games for New Hampshire, where he hit .238 with three homers and 14 batted in. Righty batter, the first pitch to him is just below the knees for ball one. Now, Gaddis has walked two batters, but that's just the second time today he has thrown the first pitch out of the strike zone. Next, another fastball, and again, it's low, 2-0. We've seen from Hunter Gaddis this year, there are times when he loses the feel, and right now, time is going to be called. Bo Naylor heads out to the mound, and I wonder if he is recognizing something there and just has a brief word he wants to say to Gaddis, because there have been strings of innings where Gaddis dominates and then times when it seems to elude him a little bit. His very first start in AAA. Gaddis had a game that was kind of like that. Pitched against Toledo, went four innings, allowed no runs on one hit. The first three innings, it was no runs on one hit. He gave up three walks. They all came in that fourth inning. Now, he was able to battle his way through it and get through the fourth, but it was a tough slog for him. See if the meeting has the desired effect. Two balls, no strikes. Pickoff attempt at first, and the runner is back. The only other batter that he fell behind, coincidentally, was Rafael Lantigua, and he wound up striking him out. Two-oh pitch. And that's a breaking ball that bounces in. Three balls and nothing. Rio. Well, I don't know where that one missed. That's a strike. Gaddis asked the home plate umpire, and Alex Tosi makes the motion saying that pitch is high. Well, we're going to get a look at the replay here. And that pitch was right at the belt. Now, what might have happened is Alex Tosi saw that Bo Naylor caught the pitch with the catcher's mitt going up, and as catchers have been really taught to do, catch the ball on the way into the strike zone rather than on the way out of the strike zone. Maybe that fooled the home plate umpire, but that's absolutely a strike on that pitch that was not called. So it's a four-pitch walk. That puts him at first and second. And you can bet, as there's a meeting on the mound again, Rigo Beltran is out there this time. And while he is addressing his tall right-hander, you can bet he's got some words for the home plate umpire as he walks off the field. Now, Gaddis remains alone on the hill now with some trouble brewing. Buffalo Bisons go back to the top of the order. Otto Lopez fly to deep center field his first time up. Two on, nobody out. Corners tight. Lopez has good speed and can handle the bat. No square. He swings out in front of an off-speed pitch for strike one. He was looking for the fastball, geared up for it. And when he didn't get it, it was a flailing swing. Next pitch, curveball, cued foul on the first base side, 0-2. Now, double play ball would be best, but a strikeout would do. Gattis peeks to second base, now turns and fires and drilled. Oh, almost drilled him. Came up and in. I don't know how Lopez got out of the way. That ball appeared to be headed right for his front arm. And Lopez, at the very last minute, elevated it, and somehow the ball snuck under his forearm. Next pitch. Fouled on the third base side. Fourth game of this series, the Clippers have fallen behind, not only fallen behind, but they have fallen way behind in each of the first three ball games. 4-0, 4-0, and 5-0. Only to come back and win two of those. Here's the pitch. Slider. Strike three called over the outside corner. Lopez watched it all the way into the catcher's mitt and expected that he would have another pitch to see. But good execution there from Hunter Gattis. Strikes out his third. And now deals with Gabriel Moreno. Moreno was his first strikeout victim back in the first inning. And he just challenged Moreno with fastballs. See what he does here in the third. With two on and one down, the pitch is a heater. And it is tick low for ball one. Large leads from second. Schwicky from first base. Here's the pitch. And that's a strike over the outside part of the plate. Fastball at 95. Makes it 1-1. Great night for baseball here in Western New York. One pitch. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen. 1-2. You see that all over the place. WNY. Western New York, the region here. Now you get over just east of Rochester, and even in Rochester, Syracuse certainly, it's all CNY, Central New York. Not to be confused with upstate. Or the city. The wine, the 1-2 pitch, and it's a little bit high. Two balls and two strikes. Of course, the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Not near anything. Here comes the 2-2. And it's popped up. Back of second base. Tolman drifts into the grass. Still drifting, and they do call the infield fly as he gets set to make the catch. Even though he was about 35 feet into the outfield grass. So now Vinny Capper to the plate. He popped out to the first baseman his first time up. The pop-up was actually right beside the pitcher's mound. Hunter Gattis was all set to make the catch. But Gabriel Arias said, hey, I'll take this one. You've done your job. First pitch breaking ball misses the outside corner for ball one. If you've never been to Cooperstown, New York, and you're a baseball fan, you should make that pilgrimage. But make sure you have a paper map because your cell phone will not work. 1-0. Change up over but low. Cooperstown in the middle of nowhere. It takes forever to get there, but it is worth the trek. It is worth every minute of that drive. The town itself is great. The Hall of Fame and Museum, magical. 2-0 from Gattis. Breaking ball, strike over the outside corner. 2-1. You could spend a full weekend there, go to the museum every day, not see everything. Now the 2-1. And that breaking ball bounces in, gets away from Naylor. Everybody up 90 feet. Gattis covers the plate just to make sure they don't take any extra liberties. It's a wild pitch. Gattis does have the propensity to bounce them. And just kind of remind you, boy, that was a wicked breaking ball. And Naylor did everything he could to deaden it, but it hopped up and got him up near the shoulder. It just lets you know that Gattis is not a finished product. But boy, you see some of the pitches he makes, and when he becomes a finished product, he's got a chance to be very, very good. 3-1 pitch, breaking ball, bends around the inside corner, and that's ball four. Three walks in this inning, bases loaded. I've got him at 29 pitches right now. He is getting near that area where you start. Well, the Clippers have already started getting somebody ready in the bullpen. His game pitch count is 60. Almost exactly half of those in this inning. Zach Collins, breaking ball, strike one. Collins walked in the second inning as the leadoff man, but never left first base. No score. Bottom three. Here's the pitch. Big curveball in for a strike, 0-2. Now, Gattis got ahead of Collins 0-2 in the second inning. And then threw him four straight pitches out of the strike zone. He can't afford to do that now. Bases are loaded. Question for Bo Naylor is, what do you call to attack him here? Here it comes. And it's a changeup fouled back. Well, if he doesn't get Collins, there's a very good chance that Gattis will not face another batter. I think he's at 32 pitches in this inning. Next pitch, fastball up. You get over 30 pitches in this day and age, you're probably facing your last batter. One ball, two strikes. Here it comes. And he hit him. Collins drilled on the leg as that one got away from Gattis. And that'll force in a run. And here comes Andy Tracy. So for the second straight day, a Clippers starter has to come out of the ball game due to an extended inning, where he just threw too many pitches. So the Clippers are going to have to go into the bullpen early, and we'll see how the rest of the night goes. It's 1-0 Buffalo here in the bottom of the third. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Andrew Mizziazik takes over on the hill for the Columbus Clippers, the Oceanside, New York native. 24 years of age. Just turned 24 a couple of days ago. And he will deal with a bases-loaded jam. There are two outs. A run is in. Rafael Lantigua is the batter. And again, for Hunter Gaddis, just too many pitches in this inning. The game pitch count wouldn't bother you so much. But teams just worry about overextending a pitcher in any one inning. Now, there has to be some research and there has to be some data behind it. Does it matter how many pitches in a row somebody throws? If they're going to throw 90 in a night, does it matter if they throw 60 at once and then span out the others, or 30 at once? Well, apparently it does, because that's the decision that is guiding what happens here in the minor leagues. First pitch to Lantigua. He swings and misses for strike one. As Jazik on for the Clippers for the 16th time, 2-0 with a 3.49 earned run average. 16 innings, 27 strikeouts against 7 walks. 0-1, fastball inside, almost hit him, and Lantigua just chastised himself for getting out of the way of that pitch. After it nestled into the catcher's mitt, he made a gesture with his arm that clearly indicated, man, you should have let that one hit you. It would have been a run. Here he swings and misses at a changeup. And it's 1-2. Three walks and a hit batsman here in the third inning. Hunter Gaddis is going to go 2 2/3. No hits. 4 walks. And the pitch is off the outside corner. He's still responsible for the 3 men out there. As he has it set to the belt, deals the 2-2 pitch. It's hit in the air to shallow left field. That's going to get down. One run is in. Here comes another, and it's a 3-0 ball game. Mizziazik had stranded 4 of 5 inherited runners, but 2 of the 3 come home to roost here with one still standing out at second base. Lantigua comes through, and Buffalo cashes in. 3-0 Bisons. Lefty-lefty matchup now. LJ Talley to the plate. The pitch is hit high in the air to left center field. Ranging back on it, Mercado now over toward the gap. He'll be called off at the very last moment by George Valera. The ball was slicing toward the left fielder, so he took command and hauls it in, but not before 3-run score on only one hit. Clippers down 3-0 after three.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontist right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Jason Smith.
I saw it coming.
Mike Harmon.
You're seeing how the sausage is made.
These two best friends have a show.
I want to clear up a misconception.
It's the Jason Smith Show.
That bored its way through my skull.
Informative.
And then
hot.
And then
sexy.
And then
super sweet.
Yeah.
How did this copy get in here? Jason?
What the hell is that?
Listen to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's 3-0 Buffalo. If you're the Clippers, the one thing that you can hang your hat on right now is, hey, we faced bigger deficits than this in every game so far, and we've won 2 out of 3. Taylor Salcedo is out there to pitch. The left-hander takes over for Julian Merriweather. Salcedo, like Merriweather, on the 60-day injured list and here on a major league rehab assignment. He's been out since April with hip discomfort. Pitched 4 games for Toronto. Went only 2 2/3 innings, 4 runs on 6 hits. Made 1 appearance for Bluefield on a rehab assignment, and this is his 16th for Buffalo. They're restarting his clock today after he was shut down. Lefty pitcher goes to work, and his fastball is a strike at 93 over the outside corner. 0-1. Now, like Merriweather, he has dominated here in AAA. 14 2/3 innings, 20 strikeouts. Only 1 run allowed on 10 hits. He's walked 8, so his command has not been fantastic. As he misses inside to Brian Rocchio. Rocchio, switch hitter, batting from the right side. Pitch to him is in the dirt, 2-1. Clippers have only 1 hit. No runs. Buffalo has only 1 hit, but they have 3 runs. The line and the 2-1. Fastball, strike called on the outside corner, a thick outside corner at that to make it 2-2. The young AAA rookie, Rocchio, has hit well in this series. 3.16 average. Swings and chops this one on the third base side. It's foul. Andy Tracy knocks it down with a bare hand. But it's Vinny Capra that comes up with it and tosses it over the screen for a souvenir, so the fans will like Capra. But it could have been Andy Tracy making a friend down there. Again, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So Rocchio is out. That'll bring up Nolan Jones with the bases empty and 1 down. Clippers trailing 3-0. Fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it with Scotts. Let's get to the yard. Lefty-lefty matchup. The first pitch, fastball, is over but low for ball 1. Jones has had a hit in every game in this series. 2 games, he has homered. Lined out softly, the third base is first time up. Here's the next pitch. And that fastball moves his feet. It's inside. 2-0. Jones's MO is to get a good pitch to hit by being very patient. 2-0 pitch now. We got one, and he swung and missed it. Two balls, 1 strike. Arias in the on-deck circle. The pitch. Breaking ball that time is a late strike call from Alex Tosi at a pitch at the knees. Evens the count at 2-2. Both teams into their bullpen early here. Buffalo by design. Nick Allgaier was going to throw a couple of innings as long as he was effective, and that's exactly what he did. He walked a man, gave up a hit, but no runs. Next offering. Oh, it's a called third strike. And Nolan Jones can't believe it. Back-to-back strikeouts for Saucedo to start the fourth inning. Julian Merriweather, one inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Leaves it up to Arias now. First pitch to the right-handed batting first baseman is a heater outside for ball one. Clippers have done pretty good work against the Buffalo bullpen in this series. They actually did most of their damage yesterday against the starter, Casey Lawrence, who has been the best pitcher in the International League this year in terms of starters. 1-0 pitch fouled away, 1-1. Lawrence gave up a season-high 5 runs yesterday. 1-1 to Arias. Swings and misses. 1-2. Next pitch. Called third strike over the outside corner, and Arias knew it. Saucedo strikes out the side in order. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0 Buffalo at Salem Field.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Bottom third of the order for the Buffalo Bisons, who lead the Clippers 3-0. Buffalo scored 3 runs on only 1 hit. They got it all going in the third inning. Hunter Gaddis on the hill walked 3 and hit a man and was taken out of the ball game. Andrew Mysiadzic gave up a single to the first man he faced. That drove in 2 runs. Yoshi Tsutsugo at the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup against Andrew Mysiadzic. First pitch swung on and fouled away, 0-1. Fans, present your valid AAA member cards for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids. AAA member nights at Huntington Park. The next one is August 31st against the Iowa Cubs. Next pitch. And on the ground to second base, past the diving Mitch Tolman and into right field. Tolman fully extended, came up just shy. And Tsutsugo's got a leadoff single. With the bullpen rotation that Buffalo has been using, it's going to be a lot of the same pitchers tonight. Probably the pitch 2 nights ago. And that was a Bisons unit that allowed only 2 runs against the Clippers, and they both came in the 9th inning on an Ernie Clement homer in a 6-2 Buffalo win, their lone win of the series. So the Clippers are going to have to figure something out here. Down 3-0. With a man on and nobody out in the top of, the bottom of the fourth inning, the first pitch to Colin Large is a ball. The next pitch is inside 2-0. Large walk to start that unfortunate bottom of the third inning. Large and man on deck, Trevor Schwecke, both drew base on balls. Runners at first and second, nobody out. And then Hunter Gaddis struck out Otto Lopez, got Gabriel Moreno to hit into an infield fly, and he was on the verge of escaping damage. But then he walked Vinny Capra and hit Zach Collins to end his night. 3-0 pitch here is off the outside corner for ball four. So Large has brought a force field to the plate with him and put it right over the dish. Clippers have walked him twice. Here is Trevor Schwecke. Wind blowing stiffly out toward left center field. Dark skies overhead now as the sun has gone away. First pitch off the inside corner, a check swing, and the appeal is denied 1-0. Mizjazik looks to second base, now turns and fires and misses inside. So that is now six straight pitches for Mizjazik out of the zone. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun. When you're at Huntington Park. Next opportunity for that is on Tuesday when the iCubs come to town. Clippers have already made two trips to Principal Park this year. 2-1. Line shot, right field line, in for a base knock. Long run for Nolan Jones to go get it. He'll fire to second base. That throw is going to be in time. No, they're going to call him safe. The throw was in time. Somehow, he got a foot in past the tag of Rocchio. Boy, I'd love to see a replay on that. It'll be an RBI double and a 4-0 Buffalo lead. So Tsugo scores from second base. Nolan Jones had a long way to go to get there, but made an absolutely great throw. And the replay missed the tag at second base. They had the camera on the runner coming into the plate. So they're at second and third now, and nobody out. Top of the order, Otto Lopez due up. Infield in, fastball strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Now Buffalo with a chance to break this thing wide open. The pitch. Didn't get the call over the outer black. 1-1. I think the Clippers have a legitimate gripe with the strike zone tonight, but you still have to execute. And Buffalo has executed better than the Clippers so far. The 1-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. Lopez got over-aggressive there. Mizjazik ahead in the count. He deals. And a pop-up back behind home plate will reach the seats. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games stream live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for more details. Again, the 1-2. This is well outside. Two balls, two strikes to Lopez. He's 0-2 so far. Deep fly to center field and strikeout. Mizjazik fires, and a rope down the left field line is going to stay fair. All the way to the wall it goes. Two runs come in, and Lopez burning to second base. He's got a two-run double. Buffalo pouring it on in front of this Friday night crowd here. They lead the Clippers 6-0. Rigo Beltran coming out to have a word with his left-hander. Mizjazik has retired only one batter since coming into the ballgame. Four hits, one walk. And right now, with the score 6-0, you don't want to punt on a ball game this early, particularly when the Clippers have erased deficits twice already. None this big, but a 4-run and a 5-run deficit. But this might be a situation where you do have to exercise some discretion with your starter out of the game early. And the score now 6-0. You may just have to tell Andrew Mysiadzic, listen, you've got to get through this inning. Yesterday, the Clippers had to go to the bullpen in the first. As Mysiadzic delivers, and it's fouled back to the screen by Gabriel Moreno for strike one. Tim Herron went 2 1/3 innings out of the pen yesterday. Nick Enright, 2 innings. Cody Morris pitched one. Nick Michalacik pitched one. And Ian Hamilton tossed two. So five relievers used yesterday to help pitch the Clippers to a 9-6 win after falling down 5-0 in the first inning. Tonight they're down 6-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch swung on and missed. Moreno took a home run cut at a fastball coming in on his hands. Count now 1-2. There's a spin around and look to second base, but no throw. Clippers do have activity in the bullpen. Adam Scott getting loose. Scott can give you length out of the bullpen. Start of the year in the rotation. He's not going to give you five innings. He's not been asked to go anywhere near anything like that since being moved to the bullpen. Two innings, probably the ceiling. Unless they're very, very efficient, then maybe you can get more. The 2-2. Popped up first base side, but that's going to reach the seats. Right now, Andrew Mysiadzic just needs to get outs. Four batters into the fourth inning. Three runs have scored. And a runner at second base. Nobody out. Still two balls, two strikes. The set, now the pitch. Ground ball back to the mound. Mysiadzic grabs it, throws to third base, and they're going to get that lead runner. Boy, that is a good athletic play by the Clippers left-hander. That was not an easy ground ball to field. And then to see that play develop, know that Lopez had taken off from second base and have the wherewithal to make not only a throw, but a good throw right on the bag. To get that runner is huge. So Moreno on the fielder's choice is at first base, one down. As Mysiadzic deals. And the first pitch to Vinny Capra fouled away, 0-1. Boy, that was a smash ground ball. And Mysiadzic, that ball was actually headed right toward his chest. He got to get the glove up and in front of that to save himself as much as anything else. Next offering, that's in for a called strike. See if that heart-pounding play locks him in here a little bit. Six runs, four hits, no errors for Buffalo. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Clippers. Next pitch misses outside. The 1-2. Fouled on the third base side. Buffalo has done a great job tonight getting bat to ball in two strike counts. They struck out three times, but only once swinging. Lantigua caught looking in the second, and Lopez in the third. But they have faced a two-strike count a ton tonight. Here's the 1-2, and it's fouled back out of play, and that's exactly what they have done. Waste pitch after pitch after pitch. We go back again to that Cullen Large at bat to start the third inning. Gaddis got him to two strikes, and he kept fouling him off, fouling him off, fouling him off. A ball here, a ball there, foul balls mixed in. Finally drew a 10-pitch walk. The 1-2 here is high and tight. And if you can do that enough, you may kind of break the fight of a pitcher. And he can't just keep throwing you good strike after good strike after good strike. The 2-2, runner goes. It's hit hard but foul down the left field line. Boy, it would be just what the doctor ordered for the Clippers here if Mizziazik can get a ground ball right at Mitch Tolman at the second base bag in turn two. Instead, he misses outside to fill the count. Double play ball doesn't erase the three runs that have scored in this inning. Going to get back to the dugout and through a frame anyway. There's the pitch. There goes the runner again. This ball's hit high in the air to left field. Not deep, though. Valera ranging over toward the line. He'll make the catch in fair territory for the second out. Andy Tracy up to the top step of the dugout. We'll see if he is going to make a pitching change here. He's going to leave it one more batter. Now he's going to make a change. He's out of the dugout. And that's going to do it for Andrew Mizziazik. Clippers will go to the bullpen once again here with two down in the fourth inning. Adam Scott is coming on. We'll tell you all about it after this. It's a 6-0 Buffalo lead in the bottom of the fourth.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Well, again, a Clippers pitcher goes over the 30-pitch mark for a single inning. And so that's as much as anything else why Mizziazik is out of this ball game with two outs in the fourth and Adam Scott coming in. Bottom four, 6-0 Buffalo. Scott, the left-hander out of Canandaigua, New York. So a couple of Empire State left-handers pitching here. Scott's job is to get the final out before any more damage is done. Canandaigua, New York, much closer to Rochester than Buffalo. It's a bit southeast of Rochester. Sean Morimondo, former Clipper left-hander, also was from Canandaigua. Now, Mizziazik, as I mentioned, from Oceanside, New York, that's the city. It's a very different parts of the state of New York. Scott will face Zach Collins, who has come to the plate twice, has reached base twice, and has no hits. He walked in the second, hit by a pitch in the third. And the first pitch to him just missed the outside corner. A close thing for ball one. Well, Clippers have not been helped out by the strike zone tonight, but also haven't done a whole lot to help themselves. This pitch misses outside, 2-0. Next offering, swung on and missed. Big empty cut there. Two balls and a strike. Collins 4-for-6 in the series with 4 walks. OPS against the Clippers in this series of over 1,400. Next pitch. Fastball strike on the inside corner. Make it 3-2. Collins, the former Charlotte Knight. First saw him in 2019. He swings and grounds one out towards the second baseman, Mitch Tolman, who will pick it up in the outfield grass and throw on to first for out number 3. But 3 runs score on 3 hits for the Buffalo Bisons, and we go to the fifth with the Clippers down 6-0.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
Come on, y'all ready?
They sing, they dance, they wear yoga pants. They are Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, The Jason Smith Show.
And you can hear them on your station.
Now that that's taken care of, that's it for you. You're done.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
That's the end of it.
It's weeknights, and it's right here.
It's a fair point. You know, come on, I mean, you got to be real.
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Sean Anderson on the hill for the Buffalo Bisons. He was starter earlier in the series, again on a bullpen day. So if he's effective, you're probably going to get him for 2 innings. 6'6", 238-pounder out of Coral Springs, Florida. Last year, he pitched in the major leagues for three different organizations, rather. Minnesota, Baltimore, San Diego, and then Toronto got him off the waiver wire from San Diego. He didn't pitch in the bigs for Toronto, but be pretty effective. George Valera will lead off against him. Valera walked back in the second inning, one of 3 Clippers base runners. Bo Naylor had a hit to lead off the ball game, an infield single. Valera walked in the second. Brooks walked in the third. But that's been it. First pitch, strike called on the inside corner to the Clippers left fielder, 0-1. Top of the fifth, 6-0. Buffalo in the driver's seat. They have jumped out to big leads in every game in this series. And yet, they need to hold this lead tonight just to knot it up at 2 apiece. 0-1 is a called strike. Valera down to the count now. Right-hander ready. He deals. And a fastball just missed the outside corner. Valera batting 271 in 13 games coming into play tonight. Four homers. Takes way inside here, 2-2. Four home runs, three doubles. And six runs batted in. Valera, because of his propensity to walk, has an on-base percentage over 380. 2-2 pitch. He swings and grounds it on the right side of the infield. It's the shortstop, Lantigua, to the right of second base. He'll pick it up and throw to first for out number one. Here's Oscar Mercado. Mercado, a right-handed batter, so the infielders trot over to the other side of the infield. First pitch to him off the inside corner for ball one. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Next pitch popped up. Right field, easy for Cullen Large. And he will make the catch for out number two. Cleveland Guardians tonight have the late show, a 10-10 first pitch. Out in Seattle, Shane Bieber will take the hill against Logan Gilbert. Bieber 8-7 with a 3.10 ERA. Gilbert 10-5 on the year with a 3.52 earned run average. Good pitching matchup. Out in the Pacific Northwest. Here's Trenton Brooks, first pitch. And it's outside for ball one. One other West Coast game starts at 9:40. Yankees at A's. And that's a good pitching matchup as well. J.P. Sears, 5-0 with a 1.76 ERA for Oakland. There's a swing and miss, 1-1. And for the Yankees, Garrett Cole. ERA just under 3.5, 9 wins, 6 losses. The Yankees taking on a bad Oakland team, trying to reestablish themselves as the big dog in the American League. They have really struggled. First 60 games of the season, they played better than 700 ball, and they had a losing record in the next 60 games. First team in baseball history ever to do that. 2-1 pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Got that nugget from Anthony Schlosser's good buddy Tim Kirchen, appearing on the Tony Kornheiser podcast. Here comes the 2-2, and it's high and away. Tim Kirchen sent Anthony Schlosser a signed copy of his book. Next pitch, fouled away, still 3-2. Tim Kirchen, of course, inducted into the writer's wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. And as he did the rounds on talk shows and all that sort of thing, comes a 3-2 pitch, and it's down and in for ball four. When you hear Tim Kirchen talk about baseball, you're hearing somebody talk with absolutely, unabashedly pure love for this sport. It's an almost tender thing to hear Tim Kirchen talk about baseball. Here's Jose Fermin. The man on and two outs. And the pitch is a called strike. Next pitch, off speed, off the outside corner. 1-1 to Fermin. Clippers third baseman fly to right field his first time up. Here's the 1-1. And that breaking ball is a called strike at the bottom of the kneecap. Fermin batting 220 on the year. He's got five home runs and 26 batted in. He awaits the 1-2. Here it comes. And it's in on the hands. Almost hit him. Two balls and two strikes. Fermin was getting pretty regular playing time at the beginning of the season, but as 2022 has worn on, he has seen that playing time dwindle a bit. Here comes the 2-2. And he takes low. Three balls and two strikes. When he was seeing regular playing time, drew a lot of walks, stole a lot of bases, scored a lot of runs. Second baseman, third baseman. Good glove man. Runner at first with two down and a full count will be off on the pitch. There goes Brooks. Here it comes. It's hit on the ground. Just foul on the third base side. It was a worm burner that appeared like it was going to stay fair until about 60 feet up the line. It started to get left, 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 and then outside the stripe as it passed the bag. So Brooks retreats to first. Got that first sprint out of the way. There he goes again. Nope, time called just before the pitch. Do we have a balk here? Well, we've got disagreements between umpires. Is it a balk? Is it not a balk? The home plate umpire called time. The first base umpire called balk because Anderson spun around from the mound and did not pitch or throw to first base. Trevor Schwecke was breaking toward first on the play as if there was a pickoff play on. Well, it's going to be 3-2. There he goes. Here it comes. It's fouled back to the screen. And all that for nothing. So Trent Brooks getting his work in, making his way very slowly back to first base. He says, listen, fellas, I've had to do a couple of wind sprints here. You can wait on me. Schwecke playing behind him at first base. Here comes the pitch, and the 3-2 curveball is popped up. First base side, Schwecke comes in, and officially a fair ball pop-up for out number three. The Clippers are gone in the fifth. Halfway through regulation innings, it is a 6-0 Buffalo lead.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what My Karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
The Clippers still staring a shutout square in the face after five trips to the plate. They're down 6-0 against the Buffalo Bisons, fourth game of this series. The Clippers lead the series 2-1. All four games, though, started the same way with Buffalo out to big leads. Tonight's the biggest. After the first inning, game one it was 4-0, game two it was 4-0, game three it was 5-0 Buffalo. Clippers won at 10-11 in extra innings in the first night, and yesterday came back to win 9-6 after being down 5-0. Rafael Lantigua at the plate. First pitch, a ball from Adam Scott. The next is fouled away, and it's 1-1. Lantigua had a two-run single, a big blow for the Bisons in the third inning. They had scored a run without the aid of a hit, still had the bases loaded with two down, and Lantigua's base knock made it 3-0. And right now, that's plenty. Clippers have done a good job scoring in the middle and late innings so far in this series. They'll have to do it again tonight. 1-2 after a long foul ball. Next pitch, strike three. Scott K's. Rafael Lantigua to start the fifth inning. Here's LJ Talley. Get back to those major league scores here in this inning. Told you about the late games. What about the action that's going on right now? Top of the seventh inning in Miami. The Marlins lead the Dodgers 2-1. First pitch, Talley swings and misses. Strike one. Reds all over the Nats in Washington. Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-1 Red Legs. Next pitch, slider swung on and missed. Philadelphia gets Bryce Harper back tonight, and they lead Pittsburgh 6-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Harper did a number on the Gwinnett Stripers over the last couple of days for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs on a rehab assignment. Homers in both games. In fact, I think he had three homers. North of the border, the parent club of these Buffalo Bisons, the Toronto Blue Jays, being blanked right now by the L.A. Angels, 7-0. Scott's 1-2 pitch bounces in, 2-2. Rockies and Mets square three apiece at Citi Field, top of the sixth inning. Tampa Bay leads at Fenway 4-3. That game in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch, strike three. Called at the knees. Talley goes away looking, and Yoshi Tsutsugo will come to the plate. The suddenly resurgent Texas Rangers leading at home against the Detroit Tigers 4-0, top of the third inning. Diamondbacks lead at the White Sox, 6-0, top of the third. That's good news for the guards. First pitch, fastball in for a strike. 94 miles per hour on the radar gun from Adam Scott. Orioles and Astros, no score in the third inning. Also in the third in Milwaukee, 0-0 Cubs and Brewers. Padres lead 4-0 at the Royals, bottom of the second. Two innings in the books. At Target Field in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Twins lead the Giants 2-0. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Good series going in St. Louis. The Braves and Cardinals, no score after two. 1-2 offering, a little soft serve, looping pop-up down the left field line, falls in for a base hit. That's a good piece of hitting there for Tsutsugo, the veteran. Got a pitch near the outer part of the plate and didn't do too much with it. Essentially just threw the bat head at the baseball. And dunked it into left field for a base knock. When you're down to the count as he was, that is a good piece of hitting. It's his second single of the ball game. Brings up Cullen Large. Boy, how about this? The bottom third of the Buffalo batting order today. Tsutsugo, Large, and Schwecki. They've been on six times in seven plate appearances. First offering from Scott, in for a called strike. Tell you what, he's putting the ball over the plate right now. Adam Scott got knocked around a little bit in his first appearance in this series, but tonight he has looked very sharp. Peaks to first, now delivers. And that fastball is high. Large walked and scored in the third and again in the fourth. 6-0 Buffalo. Bottom of the fifth inning here. Scott's next pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. And he's ahead in the count. Cleveland Guardians, after falling last night, still four games ahead of Minnesota. Chicago. Fastball outside. It took a lunge from Bo Naylor to keep that one from going to the backstop. 2-2. Guardians 66-57. Minnesota 62-61. The White Sox 63-62. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, the pitch, and that one does go to the backstop. Naylor's got it on a bounce, throws to second base, and they almost had him. Just a little bit late, Tsutsugo gets in on the wild pitch. Went all the way to the backstop and bounced right back to Naylor. Now the count is full and first base is open. The New York Yankees, in spite of their recent tumble, well, and I say recent tumble, they've won four in a row. But prior to that winning streak, they were in an absolute tailspin. They got Giancarlo Stanton back yesterday, 3-2 pitch fouled away. So that should be a lift offensively if he is up to his career standards. But even with winning four in a row, they've gained no ground on Tampa Bay. The Rays are now 7.5 games out of first place, which tells you just how big the advantage was built up by the Yankees before they went into this slide. Here's a swing and a miss on the 3-2 pitch. Large strikes out. That's three Ks for Scott in this inning. One base hit mixed in. And we go to the sixth with Buffalo in a commanding spot, leading 6-0.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920. WMNI, Columbus.
Clippers up in the sixth inning, trailing by a 6-0 score. They need runs, and they need them in a pretty big hurry. New pitcher on. Just one inning for Anderson. Be Trent Thornton to pitch. Mitch Tolman lead it off. Thornton 1-2 in 12 appearances for the Bisons, a 193 earned run average. Five runs, three earned on 16 hits in 14 innings. He's got 18 strikeouts. The right-hander has his sign and goes to work. The pitch is high for ball one to Tolman. The Dayton Clippers history takes us all the way back to 1981. The fourth season of Columbus Clippers baseball. the fifth season, rather. Tolman swings and fouls a pitch back. Evens the count at 1-1. Strikeout victim, his first time up back in the third inning. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, 1-2. So what happened on August 26th, 1981 in Clippers history? Well, Steve Bye-Bye Balboni clubbed his 30th home run of the season. Clippers beat Toledo 2-0. Gene Nelson was good on the mound. 10 strikeouts in 8 1/3 innings. 1-2 pitch fouled on the first base side. Balboni became the first Clipper ever to the 30-homer plateau. Before the season ended, he would hit three more, setting the franchise record of 33. Now, that record didn't stand very long. Brian Dayette, in 1983, hit 35 home runs, and that is still the single-season home run record for the Columbus Clippers. Dayette's 35 in 1983. 8 Clippers in franchise history have gotten to 30 or more home runs. Steve Balboni did it twice. Two pitches outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Balboni is the only Clipper to hit 30 home runs twice in a year. His 33 home runs were matched by Bobby Bradley in 2019. Bradley was with the Clippers this year, just could not get it going. Guardians released him. Next pitch, breaking ball, is down for ball 4. Didn't miss by much, but Mitch Tolman is aboard with a leadoff walk. Back to the top of the order for Bo Naylor. Balboni had 32 home runs in the 1982 season. Jay Buhner in 87 and Marshall Brandt in 82 each hit 31 home runs. Naylor takes a fastball high and away. He's got 8 home runs on the year. A couple of Guardians era Clippers had 30. Richie Schaefer and Jesus Aguilar did it in 2017 and 2016, respectively. Shane Spencer in 97 was the other Clipper to hit 30 home runs. 1-0 pitch, a called strike at the knees. Naylor, left-handed batter, singled in the first as the leadoff man, and the Clippers have no hits since. Thornton's got his sign. He goes to work. And a breaking ball misses low. 2-1. The single Naylor hit traveled about 50 feet. And it started in foul territory and spun back into play. But for that swing of the bat, the Clippers would be staring a no-hitter right in the face right now. Naylor swings through a fastball, 2-2. If you're wondering about the all-time home run leaderboard, not just single season in Clippers history, well, Balboni's on top of that one. 92 home runs in 3 Clippers seasons. Throw to first and Tolman's back. Marshall Brandt second, Hensley Bam Bam Mullins in third place with 73. And rounding out the top 4, Jesus Aguilar with 68 home runs, currently plying his trade for the Miami Marlins. Thornton deals, and an off-speed pitch falls over but low to make it 3-2. So Tolman saw 7 pitches. Number 6 is coming to Naylor in just a moment. Here it is. And it's a breaking ball, popped up, third base side, Capra charging, and makes the catch right at the third base bag, officially a foul ball. Fair or foul matters not, though Naylor is out, 1 down for Brian Rocchio. Rocchio is 0 for 2, hit into a double play in the first inning, struck out in the fourth. First pitch to Rocchio. Switch hitter batting left-handed is low for ball one. Kevin Kelly warming up for Columbus. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Strike called on the outside corner. Six nothing Buffalo. You know, those early 80s Yankees affiliate teams, so, so good. Some of those teams in the late 80s to early to mid 90s really put together tremendous team records, winning championships. Clippers won three straight, 79, 80, and 81. There's a breaking ball that misses the outside corner, evening the count to Rocchio at 2-2. And it's no surprise that that's who you see on these leaderboards. High set by the righty, now the pitch, a swing and a foul ball back. The all-time doubles leader in Clippers history is a name that some Clippers fans from recent history may remember, but may be surprised to see as the number one doubles hitter in Clippers history, and that is Cord Phelps. 2-2 pitch, check swing, and oh, they say he went. Rocchio rung up by the third base umpire, Luis Hernandez, on the check swing, so he's gone. Two down, and Mitch Tolman still at first. Cord Phelps, in his time in a Clippers uniform, hit 95 doubles, besting Bubba Carpenter, who's played more games than any Clipper. Nolan Jones to the plate, swings at the first pitch, chops it out towards second base. Talley's got it, throws him out, and the Clippers are gone in the sixth. No runs, no hits, one man left aboard, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning in Buffalo with the Bisons on top, 6-0.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nine, 1-2 due up for the Buffalo Bisons. Kevin Kelly on the pitch. Sidewinding right-hander. Kelly making his 22nd appearance. 1-0 with a 3.05 earned run average. Like most of the Clippers, he's about a strikeout per inning pitcher. Columbus coming into play today had struck out a combined 1,024 batters in 1,038 innings. Just about a strikeout per frame. The Clippers, in terms of batting, they do not strike out much. They struck out less than any other team in the International League by a fair piece. Trevor Schwecke to lead things off. He's got a walk. He's got an RBI double. He scored two runs, and he fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Next pitch, hit high in the air to right field, ranging back on it. Nolan Jones gets to the spot and makes the catch. One away. Adam Scott went an inning and a third. No runs, one hit, no walks, three strikeouts, a good performance for the Clippers left-hander. Otto Lopez to the plate now. So where do the Clippers sit in the International League in terms of strikeouts? Well, they are not at the top of the league by any stretch of the imagination. All but two teams in the IL have reached the 1,000 strikeout plateau. Indianapolis and Omaha are the two teams who have not. Just swing and a miss by Lopez on an 0-1 pitch. Make it quickly 0-2. The Buffalo center fielder, two-run double in the fourth inning. That swing of the bat made it 6-0. That's where we stand. Here he's tied up by a fastball, swings and misses, strike three. Two quick outs for Kelly. The top strikeout team in the International League is the Worcester Red Sox. They have K'd 1,166. So 142 more than the Clippers coming into play tonight. Columbus squarely in the middle of the pack. Kelly delivers a fastball over the outer half to Gabriel Moreno for strike one. So the Clippers this year, like the parent club, Cleveland Guardians, going for a pretty contact-oriented approach. Moreno slaps one foul down the right field line, 0-2. But while doing that, they have, unlike the Guardians, been one of the top home run hitting teams in the league as well. They are not at the top of the IL. They've got 150 home runs. Durham has 169, Memphis 168, so they're a fair piece behind those teams. There's an excuse-me check swing. Boy, Kelly sawed off Moreno right there. It's a ground ball back to the mound. And that's a beautiful 1-2-3 inning as Kelly walks it over to first base. Underhand toss for out number three. We go to the seventh. Clippers still trailing, though, 6-0.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Save this date, August 27th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Jewelers for our annual 50% off in 5 hours sale. For 5 hours only, we will have select merchandise at 50% off. All in-stock John Hardy will be 50% off. Also, select items from Hearts on Fire to Corey, Gabriel, Citizen Watch, Bulova, Pandora, and much more, all at 50% off. Visit Myers Jewelers on August 27th for the annual 50 off in 5 hours sale and experience Myers Jewelers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, better brace yourself because Papa John's has done it again. Introducing Papa Bowls. No crust, just a whole bunch of those Papa John's toppings you love, baked to piping hot perfection. I'm talking crisp veggies, savory meats all covered in melty cheese, and those signature sauces. Try flavors like Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie, or get creative and build your own. Better ingredients, better pizza, now in a bowl, Papa John's.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Top seven. Clippers trying to get into the run column here. They've been blanked on only one hit. First batter of the ball game had a Q-shot infield single, and no one has had a hit since. Now, the Clippers have drawn four walks today. I look back. No Clipper has reached second base. Gabriel Arias to lead things off. Trent Thornton back out there for a second inning of work. Thornton walked the leadoff man in the sixth. Gets a swing and a foul ball here. Arias put it off his ankle, and he's in some pain. Boy, Gabriel Arias has had a rough go this year. Missed significant time with a broken bone in his hand. Came back from the injured list only to get hit by a pitch in his very first at-bat. Had to leave the ball game. The next day, he got back into the lineup, fouled a ball that bounced off the plate and came up and hit him in the cheek. He was hit in the helmet by a fastball. And then hit by a pitch on the toe the other day here. Had to come out of the game and miss the next day. Here he swings and misses at a breaking ball down in the count 0-2. So he has been a bundle of bruises this season. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Grounded out toward Lantigue with a shortstop. And Arias, in all kind of pain, barely makes it up the first base line. He's out. There's George Valera. Valera walked in the second. He's 0-1. Clippers trailing 6-0. First pitch to him, a breaking ball. He took a big rip, but came up empty. Thornton has his sign. He deals. And a hard ground ball to second base. Jumped up a little bit on Talley, but he stays with it and throws to first for out number two. Clippers bullpen is quiet, so it looks like Kevin Kelly will get another inning, and why not? He pitched very, very well in the seventh. Right-handed battering Oscar Mercado comes to the plate. Hit into a fielder's choice in the second inning. Fly to right field in the fifth. First pitch to him is off the outside corner, a fastball. At 93 miles per hour, your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Next offering, a breaking ball. Fouled back to the screen. Clippers fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Thornton's 1-1 is hit foul on the third base side. 1-2 against the Clippers center fielder. 227 batting average for Mercado. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball by him for strike three, and the Clippers go in order in the seventh inning. Stretch time here in Buffalo. The Bisons have it right now, 6-0.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Kevin Kelly back to the hill. Kelly put him down 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. It was the first time since the first that the Bisons went in order. Hunter Gadd is the starter for the Clippers tonight. Looked very good in the first two innings. 1-2-3 in the first. Walked the leadoff man in the second, but came back to get the next three. But then command eluded him in the third inning. And he threw too many pitches in that frame to get through it. 2 2/3 innings. It'll be his lowest total in AAA and his second lowest total on the year. His second start of the season, he had a similar problem. 36 pitches in the first inning, made it through just 2/3 of an inning against Bowie. Quickly 0-2 against Vinny Capra. Next pitch, fastball inside. One ball, two strikes. Capra is 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. 3-4-5 due up for Buffalo here in the seventh. Kelly moves and gets a swing and a miss. Fastball darting in toward the hands. Boy, he has just been carving up right-handers moving in. Struck out Otto Lopez, then got Gabriel Moreno to tap weakly back to the mound on a pitch moving toward his knuckles. Now strikes out Capra. Here's Zach Collins. 0-4-1. A walk and a hit by pitch to go with the ground out to second base. First offering to him is a strike. Kelly delivers and hits the outside corner, 0-2. Strike zone has gotten more generous over the last inning and a half. I think that's fair to say. Next pitch, well up the ladder. 1-2. Next offering fouled out of play. Still 1-2 to Collins. A couple years in AAA for the Charlotte Knights, 2019, 2021, and now on to Toronto this year. Skies this one to shallow left field. Valera, Rocchio. It'll be Valera, the left fielder, to make the catch. Two away. Rafael Lantigua to the plate. He has one hit in three trips to the plate, but it was a big one. Turned a one-run, no-hit inning into a one-hit, three-run inning back in the third. And as this game has played out, that feels like the inning. First pitch to him, a fastball in on the hands again, swung on and fouled away. I like the way Kevin Kelly is attacking these right-handed batters on the inside part of the plate. He deals, changeup, swung on and missed. Next pitch. Oh, boy, that's a good off-speed pitch, and he strikes him out swinging. Kelly faces six batters, gets them all, strikes out three, and we go to the eighth. Clippers need runs. They're down 6-0.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
Kyrie Irving in the news.
You guys remember what Sean Marks said at the end of the season? A blind man could have seen this one coming. The question is, which team, where would he go? And the rumored two teams are the Lakers and the Knicks. What does that signify to me? When you're a guy that has a checkered past, when you're a guy that no one's sure if he wants to play, when you're a guy that's considered selfish in a selfless time, when you're a guy that has struggled to be available, you have to find somebody, you have to find a team that is desperate. Not everybody would take Kyrie, and he's an incredible talent. So, by my estimation, the reason that the Nets, the Knicks, and the Lakers are the two options presented are they're both teams that reek in desperation.
The Doug Gottlieb Show. Weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Eighth inning here in Buffalo. It is all Bisons tonight, 6-0. Still time for the Clippers, though. Problem, though, is that Adrian Hernandez is on the pitch, and when he last faced the Clippers a couple of nights ago, he was outstanding, using a changeup that's actually a screwball. So he's on to pitch for the Clippers. It's the bottom third of the order due up. Trenton Brooks, Jose Fermin, and Mitch Tolman. Left, right, left. Wind that was blowing out earlier has pretty much ceased altogether. Not much breeze at all right now. First pitch, fastball, called a strike, and kind of the MO for Hernandez. Start off with that fastball. Show it. There's a swing and a miss. And that's that screwball. So show the fastball. Get ahead in the count with it if you can. And then go to that screwball and get him out in front. Comes the 0-2 pitch. And there it is again, but this time Brooks lays off. It started off too low. Here comes the 1-2. And he got him. Swinging and missing at that screwball for strike three. He just has the arm speed and the arm angle and everything looking just like his fastball. And so when it comes in at 83 miles per hour instead of 93 miles per hour, it's just too much difference. Fools the eye. First pitch, fastball at 92, up out of the zone to Jose Fermin. So he's going to give you that look. He's going to show you that arm speed. He's going to show you that fastball, get your timing on that, and then take you off. Here comes the pitch. And he goes with the fastball again over the outside corner to get a strike. Now the 1-1. That was a curveball there. And it fell in for a strike. So, obviously, if you're, for me, and you're looking for that screwball, a pitch that starts straight and then drops, and when you get instead a curveball coming up and in to begin with, that's almost unfair. Now he gets the screwball. He swings and misses. The pitch was in the dirt. The throw down to first is in time for strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Hernandez. Two down for Mitch Tolman. So it doesn't matter, righty or lefty, it's the same formula. Here's the wind and the pitch, and the fastball off the inside corner. So probably your best bet against Hernandez's go up looking for a first pitch fastball that gets any of the strike zone and try and do damage on it. There's the screwball low, 2-0. Tolman a strikeout and a walk so far today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That was the off speed. Hernandez fires and looked like the curveball there missing inside. Right-hander into the motion. And that pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone to fill the count at 3-2. Tolman thought he had ball four. But again, the strike zone for the first four or five innings is a strike zone after Thanksgiving dinner now. Tolman chops one to second base. His counterpart, L.J. Talley, has it, throws him out 4-3, and the Clippers are gone in the eighth inning. Bottom eight after this, 6-0 Buffalo.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we? We say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
And Clippers trailing 6-0 here at Sailing Field in Buffalo, New York. Game four of a series. Bison's trying to split it to a piece. And then we'll settle it over the weekend. Anthony Castro on to pitch for the Clippers. Two brilliant innings for Kevin Kelly. Probably Kelly's best appearance of the season. His attacking hitter struck out three of the six he faced. Two innings, no runs, no hits. Those three strikeouts, he was very good. Here in the bottom of the eighth, it is L.J. Talley to lead things off, Yoshi Tsutsugo to follow, and then Cullen Large. Anthony Castro's had an up-and-down season. One win, three losses, a .423 earned run average in 26 bullpen appearances. Only Nick Michalacik has appeared more often out of the Clippers' bullpen. Hard throwing right-hander kicks and deals. And gets a ground ball past the mound. Diving knockdown by Rocchio. Picked up by Tolman. Throws to first. And it's not in time. That would have been a dandy defensive play. Rocchio dove behind the second base bag. Got leather on it, but didn't field it cleanly. It caromed over toward Tolman, in heads-up fashion, picked it up with a bare hand and flung to first base, but not enough time to get Talley, so that'll be an infield single. Yoshi Tsutsugo to the plate. He has two hits and three trips to the plate tonight, both singles. Please. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. Castro with a long pause. And now delivers off the outside corner. Two balls and nothing. Last five outings for Castro. He's allowed four runs on four hits, and he's walked eight. Now, he struck out 10 over that time. That's two strikeouts per inning, and that's great. But when you've walked eight in your last five innings, that's not a good sign. And now he's behind, three balls and nothing. Here's his pitch. And it's right down Main Street. Fastball at 95 miles per hour. He's got that 95-96 fastball. And some good breaking stuff, but he just has not been able to harness it consistently this year. Pickoff attempt at first. It's a close play. But Talley is back ahead of the throw. Castro has been up and down to the major leagues many, many times this year. A handful of those as the 27th man in a doubleheader. 3-1 pitch. Hard ground ball, one hopper to Tolman. Backhand flip over to Rocchio. His throw to first is in plenty of time. That's a nicely turned 4-6-3 double play, two away. The base is empty now for Cullen Large. Large has come to the plate tonight three times, hasn't put one in play. Two walks and a strikeout, two runs scored. It's been the bottom of the order, getting on base all night long. Tsutsugo, Large, and Schwecki all have been aboard twice. They have scored a combined four runs. Hitters 1 through 6, only two combined hits tonight for Buffalo. 1-0 pitch is a called strike, 1-1. Looking ahead to the Clippers' ninth as the top of the order due up. And they're going to need at least a half a dozen just to tie this thing. Castro's next pitch misses low and inside. Left-hander throwing in the bullpen for Buffalo. The 2-1, breaking ball and a good one in for a called strike. Bison scored three runs in the third, three runs in the fourth inning. Castro one strike away from a quiet eighth. He deals, and the fastball misses outside to fill the count. Infield single from Talley, then a double play ball. Payoff pitch coming, and he got him on a swing and a miss at ball four. Castro strikes out Large. That'll do it for the Bisons in the eighth. Clippers coming up in the ninth, down 6-0.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
As summer heats up, make this a year to remember for the right reasons. You've got your new boat and you're ready to take to the water, but are you ready? For your sake and for the sake of everyone else on the water, practice safe boating by knowing the laws of the state of Ohio. Look into a safe boating course with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources or the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Go online to ohiodnr.gov. Make memories for a lifetime on the awesome waterways of Ohio for the right reasons. This message is the public service of Paul's Marine in Lewis Center.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top of the ninth inning, fans. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Clippers. Bo Naylor to lead things off. Matt Gage will pitch. Gage, left-hander out of Johnstown, New York. Free agent acquisition. Last year, pitch for Arizona. Bo Naylor has the Clippers' only hit. Cue shot, ground ball, 50-footer in the first inning. They do not have a hit since the first batter of the ball game. And the hit was as unusual as a hit gets. It only went halfway up the line, but that wasn't the unusual part. First pitch, fastball from Gage is outside for ball one. It went off the end of his bat and immediately into foul territory. Got all the way to the grass in foul territory, outside the dirt running path. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-1. And then the incredible spin caused it to make a sharp right-hand turn, go back over the foul line, onto the grass in fair territory. But for that swing of the bat, the Clippers might be on the verge of a no-no here. Next pitch, strike called over a generous outside corner, make it 1-2. And Columbus hasn't been robbed of base hits by great defensive plays. They just have not had a whole lot of good swings tonight. And here's another one that's not so good, a swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. And Naylor's put away. Brian Rocchio to the plate. Rocchio is 0-for-3 tonight. One ground out to turn into a double play, eliminating Naylor back in the first inning, and then strikeouts in the fourth and sixth. A pitch. That's in for a called strike. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Clippers. Six runs, six hits, no errors for the Bisons. Next pitch, on the ground, foul, third base side. It's 0-2. Gage, 33rd appearance. He's got 12 saves. This is not a save situation. 1.91 ERA on the season, a 1-2 record. 4-1 strikeout to walk ratio. 0-2 pitch. And a hard ground ball through the left side of the infield. That's a base hit for Rocchio. Clean single. Second hit for Columbus. Nolan Jones now. Jones lined softly to third base and was caught looking at strike three in the fourth inning, grounded to second base sharply in the sixth. IL scores presented by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. The score, of course, Clippers fans most interested in as the runner takes off unabated on the first pitch to Jones, which is wide. And going to call defensive indifference. No steal for Rocchio. Nashville and Durham. That's the game Clippers fans care about, and Nashville wins it 11-8. Those Nashville Sounds, they've got the best record in AAA for a reason. They're a very good team. And if the Clippers do not rally tonight, they'll be down 3.5 games when the newspapers hit the stoops tomorrow morning. 2-0 pitch. That is outside. 3 balls and no strikes. Down 6 runs, you need base runners. Jones can afford to be patient here ahead 3-0. And he takes a called strike over the outer half. The pitch. Swung on and fouled away. That's the only final in the International League. Some games nearing their conclusion. Worcester leading big at Syracuse, 12-6 in the eighth. Bottom nine in Toledo. It's a tie ball game. 5 apiece for the Mudhens, coming up with a chance to walk it off. Indianapolis leads at home in the ninth inning, 9-1 against Rochester. 6 innings gone at Lehigh Valley. It is 11-6 Iron Pigs against the Gwinnett Stripers. They lead. Actually, Gwinnett just hit a home run. 3-run shot. It's now 11-9. Scranton leading 7-4 at Omaha. Memphis at home leading Charlotte 6-1 in the sixth inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down. Gage from the set delivers. And it's crushed high in the air and deep to right center field. Lopez and Large both to the warning track. At the wall, and it is caught at the wall. Otto Lopez might have just taken a home run away. We'll have to wait for the replay to be sure. He went up against the wall. Whether or not his glove was over that yellow home run or not, we'll have to wait and see. We'll get a look at the replay here. Jones crushed it to right center field. Lopez got back there, and he leaped and made the catch. It would not have left the yard, but it would have hit the yellow home run line. Rocchio tags and moves to third on the long flyout from Jones. The pitch. High to Gabriel Arias. Well, the Clippers have avoided shutouts in late innings recently. They've been shut out 5 times this year. Gage trying to make it 6. Delivers, and Arias takes inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Buffalo has shut out the opposition 10 previous times. They've got a good pitching staff. Third best ERA in the International League. The Clippers have tagged them up here a little bit in this series, bringing their ERA back over 4. But it'll be under 4 tomorrow. There's a called strike. 2-1. 4.02. Just a tenth of a run higher than league-leading Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Two-one pitch from Gage. And it's a called strike over the outer half. 2-2. Clippers down to their final strike now. Friday night crowd here at Salem Field trying to get behind the home team. 2-2. In the dirt, 3-2. And again, this is a crowd that probably pretty close to fills most stadiums around the International League. Arias 0 for 3, trying to bring in the first Clippers run tonight. It's Rocchio at third base. High for ball 4. Didn't miss by much, especially with the way the strike zone has expanded here over the late innings in a 6-0 ball game. Alex Tosi didn't want the ball game to end on that one. So with runners on the corners, George Valera comes to the plate. Runner from first takes off. The pitch is inside. Again, defensive indifference. One ball, no strikes to Valera. I mean, what that does is it takes the force at second out of play. Also on a base hit, the Clippers could score a pair. The 1-0. Hit up the middle, off of Gage. It falls to the ground right at his feet. He throws to first base, and that's your ball game. Clippers are blanked here tonight by the Buffalo Bisons. Final score of 6-0. We'll come back for the postgame show after these words.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Now back here at Salem Field, no good news for the Columbus Clippers. They fall 6-0, shut out for the sixth time this year. Here's how it went in the third inning. Buffalo put three runs on the board with the aid of only one hit. Three walks, a hit batsman, and a single. 3-0 Buffalo after three, and that was plenty. But they tacked on three more runs in the fourth inning. RBI doubles for Trevor Schwecke and for Otto Lopez did the damage. For the Clippers, there were some pretty good bullpen performances tonight. Adam Scott was good out of the pen. He went an inning and a third scoreless, gave up just one hit. Kevin Kelly was dynamite. Two innings, struck out three, no base runners, and Anthony Castro pitched the eighth A scoreless frame with one hit, got a double play to face the minimum. Julian Merriweather gets the win. He is 2-0. Hunter Gaddis suffers the loss. He is now 1-2 on the season. Final line, Columbus, no runs, two hits, no errors, and four men left on base. Buffalo, six runs, six hits, no errors, and five men stranded. It took 2 hours, 44 minutes to play in front of 9,332 at Salem Field. Same two teams tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 7 o'clock. It'll be the right-hander Peyton Battenfield going for the Clippers against fellow righty for Buffalo, Thomas Hatch. That'll do it from Buffalo tonight. For Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from Buffalo, New York. The Clippers fall against the Bisons by a final score of 6-0. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.